WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. It's opening weekend for the MGM Casino at National Harbor, but the casino's trying to slow the flow of visitors.
There's no question the new MGM Casino is the hottest place in D.C. right now and has been at or near capacity since the doors opened Thursday night.
It is almost a situation of be careful what you wish for.
Now, the casino's Gordon Absher says the crowds are simply too large and they're urging some people to stay away for now.
If you don't have a dinner reservation or a hotel reservation with us this weekend, we're recommending you maybe consider coming to visit us another time.
He says those who do have a reservation for this weekend should allow plenty of time to get to the casino. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The man in charge of regulating alcohol sales in Prince George's County was arrested for DUI outside the new MGM Casino. Police say 72-year-old Charles Caldwell III was arrested Thursday night after crashing into two cars outside the casino. Police say they could smell alcohol on his breath. He refused to take a breathalyzer test, according to the police, but he did fail a field sobriety test. Caldwell, though, tells News 4 he was unsteady on his feet because of his age. The number of U.S. personnel in Syria is about to increase. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter.
The United States will deploy approximately 200 additional U.S. forces in Syria, including special operations forces, trainers, advisors, and explosive ordnance disposal teams.
Those 200 will join the 300 already there to help local forces prepare to retake the city of Raqqa from ISIS. Carter speaking in Bahrain to regional security chiefs twinned the announcement with a call on Middle East allies to do more for their own defense. President Obama is ordering intelligence officials to review possible Russian cyber attacks prior to the election. Russians, though, are responding, essentially saying, prove it.
Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, has asked for details, but we never had any response. So what they're saying is, if you got the evidence, show it to us, tell us, and then we can answer you. If it does have that information and that data, it would be very difficult for the United States to totally expose how they got that information.
Correspondent Jill Doherty in Moscow. The threat of a government shutdown has been put aside, leaving a battle over miners' benefits for next spring.
Democratic senators from coal mining states try to put Republicans in the hot seat, arguing the GOP really wants to shut down or scale back the decades-old health and pension program that covers retired miners. But with senators wanting to finish business for the year, the coal state Dems relented, allowing passage of a stopgap spending bill to fund the government and miners' benefits to April 28th. Joe Manchin of West Virginia.
I'm ready to go to work. I'm not sure if my colleagues on the other side, 435 in the House, is as committed.
The political move spotlighted how President-elect Trump promised help for working miners, and the states involved were crucial to his victory.
In Washington, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The 21-year-old man who prosecutors say was going 115 miles an hour down River Road in Bethesda before slamming into a car carrying a family of four was sentenced to 12 years in prison on Friday. Three people in the other car were killed in the crash back in February. Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy says Ogulkan Ataglu had been in this position before.
The weapon of choice. This was a bullet. This was a missile going down the street on this particular evening. And it's not the first time this kid got behind the wheel of a car and acted like it was a bullet or a missile. Not the first time.
Michael Buarque de Macedo, his wife Alessandra, and their 18-year-old son Thomas were all killed. They were on their way to a play at Walt Whitman High School. Sports, the Caps over the Sabres 4-1 in Buffalo. Wizards hosting the Bucks tonight. Traffic and weather's up next.
The numbers are in, and the 2016 WMAL Fisher House Radiothon was truly spectacular.
Your generosity is overwhelming.
Thank you so very much for supporting Fisher House.
For helping the families of our military heroes.
You're simply the best.
WMAL, Leonardo North America, and you. Together we raised over $491,000 for Fisher House.
From our family to yours.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
At 7:05 on WMAL, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Bo Chase.
Police are working a crash in Hyattsville, 23rd Avenue at Amherst Road. That is backing up traffic. Anacostia Freeway northbound between Pennsylvania Avenue and East Capitol Street. There is an incident going on there, and it is backing up traffic. Congestion in Fairfax, U.S. 29 eastbound between Fairfax County Parkway and Piney Branch Road. Also slow in Columbia, Broken Land Parkway southbound between Maryland 32 and Guilford Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny but chilly today. Highs only in the upper 30s, down to the mid-20s tonight. Tomorrow, clouds move in as we hit about 40. Right now, chilly, 24 in Herndon, 25 in Rockville, 30 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of a lifetime or the big sale. I know where you can get both. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and right now you could save money and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around that could save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. Get the deal of a lifetime, no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. The number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
The last thing I wanted to inherit from my mom was her varicose and spider veins. Then it happened. Embarrassing, bulgy, naughty-looking legs. Not to mention the pain and swelling. I just couldn't stand it anymore, so I went to Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour, with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses again.
Whether it's a family gathering or office formal, make sure your legs look and feel their best this fall. Call now and schedule a free, fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 630
WMAL. Saturday morning update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, great to have you with us.
Great to be here, Rick.
We are seeing the cabinet taking shape, and I wanted to get your assessment of the cabinet picks so far, strengths and maybe weaknesses that you've seen.
I see both of them, Rick. That's a fair question. On the one hand, the strengths are, these are, to a person, very accomplished choices. Wilbur Ross, billionaire, a wizard of Wall Street. Secretary of Defense James Mad Dog Mattis, probably wearing half the decorations he deserves, according to those who served with the four-star Marine Corps hero. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, someone who spent his life in training to be a U.S. Attorney General, federal prosecutor, United States Senator, as well as the chief law enforcement official of his state of Alabama, and on. It's a very qualified cabinet. Now the downside so far. Mr. Trump appears to favor very wealthy people. Now, he would tell you that very wealthy people are bright people. And certainly during World War II, Franklin Roosevelt turned to a lot of wealthy people who served for a dollar a year, the minimum one has to take in order to work for the federal government, even if he or she declines a salary. That's all well and good, but to many people, it is food for criticism of the wealthiest man ever to become president. At the same time, you are beginning to hear small sniping that there are not enough minorities in the cabinet. Dr. Ben Carson, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development designate, is the only black, and there are only two women. Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education, again, a billionaire, and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley for United Nations Ambassador. That said, Trump still has a ways to go, picking a Secretary of State, Interior, Agriculture, Veterans Affairs. You've heard the criticism about generals in the cabinet. General Mattis at the Pentagon, General John Kelly at Homeland Security, and, of course, General Mike Flynn as National Security Advisor. And at the same time, Barack Obama had a lot of brass around him at one point or another. Certainly when you look back, General Jim Jones, former Marine Corps Commandant, was his National Security Advisor. Admiral Dennis Blair oversaw intelligence. And Bill Clinton, of course, had General Barry McCaffrey as the drug czar. It's really nothing unusual. It just seems when it all happens at once, people don't like the sight of brass. Donald Trump would say they've earned it.
Criticism of Donald Trump for staying on in his role as the executive producer of The Celebrity Apprentice. I'm wondering if he's just hanging that out there for a week or so to get some intense publicity for The Celebrity Apprentice. Then he announces that he's making a donation of any money that comes in from it to charity, and it all goes away. But that's just my thought.
Well, your thought might have something to do with it. And as someone who spent a lot of time in L.A. and covered show business people at one point, I have to think back to what my good friend, and she was just here for a visit, Janine Jackson, television and film actress, told me once. I asked about producers and executive producers, and she said it does not take a lot of money, a special degree, or any particular talent to be an executive producer. You don't go to college and major in anything to study for it. It simply takes money, enough to put in by oneself or raise from others, and then to call yourself an executive producer. She then mentioned a name of someone we both knew and whom she held in minimum high regard. And she asked me if I knew him. I said, yes, he's an executive producer. Do you understand what I mean now? Yes, I did.
Well, there's going to need to be some new executive leadership on the Democratic side. Certainly no change coming in the leadership in the Senate or the House. Veterans Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi taking over the leadership spots. So no particular change there. But what do you see coming up at the Democratic National Committee meeting in February? You wrote a very interesting article on it this week at Newsmax.com.
All right. It looks as though the congressional leadership, as well as some of the strong figures of the Democratic Party, such as Bernie Sanders, want it over with, and they want Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota to be the next Democratic National Chairman. That's all well and good, except Congressman Ellison would be the first Muslim to be chairman of the DNC. Again, anything wrong with that? No. But several groups have been unearthing comments that he made that they say are anti-Semitic. Jewish Democrats are a very big source of revenue for the Democratic Party, and they are not going to like it, or they are at least going to demand some serious answers from the incoming chairman on this. Now, under those circumstances, there normally is an anti-Ellison or an alternative candidate emerging. But the fact is that the two alternative candidates have baggage of their own. Ray Buckley, the longtime Democratic chairman of New Hampshire and someone who made the Granite State something far less than a Republican bastion, he would be the first openly gay chairman of either major party. He He's also someone who appeared on a tape in which he makes Donald Trump, as one person put it, sound like a priest saying mass. I'll leave the rest of that to your imagination. And then there's Jamie Harrison of South Carolina, who would be only the third black chairman of the DNC. He's considered a real star in the Democratic Party. His problem? He works for a firm that does lobbying and is headed by the former campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, John Podesta. It seems as though the Democrats can't come up with a Mr. Clean of their own.
And we will continue our conversation with John Gizzi coming up next on Saturday Morning Update. We'll take a look at the senatorial career and political career of John Glenn. First, a check of the traffic and weather.
Good morning, I'm Bo Chase, and here's a look at WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Police still clearing an accident in Hyattsville, 23rd Avenue at Amherst Road. That's causing some backups there. Also, congestion slowing Anacostia Freeway northbound between Pennsylvania Avenue and East Capitol Street. That is real slow and jammed up there. And 395 3rd Street Tunnel northbound between 2nd Street Southwest and Massachusetts Avenue slow due to congestion there. I'm Bo Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We're looking for sunshine today, high 38. Cold overnight again, down to 27 Saturday night for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, high 41. Some rain in the picture for Sunday night, down to 36. And more precipitation on Monday, high 51. Right now in D.C., 31 degrees, heading to 38 this afternoon. And we're at 7:16 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday Morning Update continues, and we continue our conversation with John Gizzi. John, the passing of John Glenn this week, big story, and we've seen a lot about the coverage of John Glenn as the astronaut and hero. What about John Glenn in the Senate?
Well, that was a different story. John Glenn made it to the Senate on his third try. That's unusual for someone who was having high schools named after him, who addressed a joint session of Congress, had a major ticker tape parade, and was a household word by the time he retired from the United States Marine Corps. 1964, at the urging of Robert Kennedy, he decided to run for the Senate in Ohio. He seemed a likely winner until he fell in a bathroom, had an inner ear disorder, and had to withdraw from the race. 6 years later, he again seemed a cinch, but John Glenn lost the primary to a little-known fellow with a very big wallet, parking lot mandate Howard Metzenbaum. He spent money heavily on a television blitz and beat the hero of Friendship 7. 4 years later, John Glenn came back and made it to the Senate. He was mentioned for president, and it seemed as though the White House was a natural step. He's our Ike, is what House Speaker Tip O'Neill said of Democrat Glenn, likening him to Republican Dwight Eisenhower after World War II. But by the time he made his move for national office, for the vice presidency and the presidency, astronauts were becoming quite common, and the space program was almost a thing of the past. He made a dud of a speech at the 1976 convention, and it reportedly cost him the number two spot on Jimmy Carter's ticket. Amy, recalled former President Carter of his daughter, cried because she wanted an astronaut to run with me. In 1984, when he ran for president, he ran a very bad campaign. More moderate Democrats who should have been attracted to him found a new hero in the younger, more up-to-date Gary Hart of Colorado. And then in 1988, when he seemed a cinch to be vice president with Michael Dukakis, he was passed over for Texas Senator Lloyd Benson. He was the first man to orbit the Earth. He was a war hero in World War II and Korea, flying with baseball legend Ted Williams, I might add. And by all accounts, his personal life was as straight as it came. He had the right stuff for everything, except to be in national office.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, thank you as always.
Always a pleasure to be here. Call on me anytime, Rick.
You bet. 7:21 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Up next, we'll chat with Cheryl Atkinson. Coming up in the 7:35 slot, Brad Blakeman this morning, former head of the scheduling office in the White House for George W. Bush. We'll get his read on the transition and cabinet picks. And then Mercedes Schlapp will join us from the Fox News Channel.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumey. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing, Saturday and Sunday at 3, here on WMAL.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
power
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and it's great to be joined by Cheryl Atkinson. Of course, she hosts Full Measure. It's every Sunday morning at 10 on ABC7. Great investigative news show every Sunday morning. Cheryl, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
As the week ends, legislation being acted upon on Capitol Hill. It's the Water Infrastructure Improvements for the Nation Act. Authorizes more than $11 billion worth of projects nationwide. And according to the editorial board of the Fresno Bee newspaper, it is the first significant water-related legislation from Congress in a generation. You're doing a story tomorrow on the nation's war over water. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, it is, as you can imagine, becoming an increasingly important issue. It's a precious resource that, as we've seen, has been threatened in places like Flint, Michigan. There's civil unrest over it in places like the Dakotas, where they're protesting the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline that some people think could threaten the water supply there. But we're using the excuse to look at all these issues because bottled water is about to surpass soft drinks in terms of sales for the first time ever. So we're not only looking at the water wars I mentioned, but the competition wars in the business. We look at the question of whether it's a healthier trend or whether it's more hype than health. And we also look at the environmental impact of using so much bottled water and removing water from the aquifers in communities around the country.
Well, I've always wondered about the wisdom of the purchase of bottled water when you can drink tap water in those areas where you can drink tap water, maybe not everywhere, but where you can drink tap water, the idea of purchasing a bottle of water to begin with, the cost to the environment of actually getting the water to the store, the shipment of the water, and then the environmental impact of the bottle when you throw it away, even if it is recycled. I mean, think of the millions and millions of bottles every day that go back into the environment.
Bottled water is just maybe one of the most brilliant marketing ploys ever. You know, selling us gallons and gallons. I think we each drink something like 33 gallons of bottled water a year on average. Selling us something that we could get most anywhere for free. I mean, think about that. It's fascinating. And now most of the soft drink companies, by the way, big companies like Coca-Cola, have a bottled water division because of this. So even though bottled water sales are outnumbering or about to outnumber soft drink sales, some of the same companies are making money off of it.
Amazing. You're doing an interview with the ambassador from the European Union. It's the EU ambassador to the U.S. And what struck you in what you found in that interview?
I wanted to ask him questions about the state of the European Union after so many challenges in the past year. Looking at Brexit, the vote that nobody thought was going to happen, with the United Kingdom deciding to leave the European Union, shocking everybody. Look at the immigration and refugee crisis. They've been inundated, and it was really a catastrophe. And when I asked him how they've handled their immigration and refugee crisis and what they've done, it was interesting to apply some of what he said to our border crisis. I think we have a crisis with the border as well, although we don't discuss it quite as much. And he said the things they've done to get control of their frontiers, as he calls them, are some of the same things that we proposed or some people have proposed here in the U.S. For example, at one point they had 10,000 people a day crossing in from Turkey into Greece, and they've got that number down to 100 a day. And the way they did it, one big method they took was to start sending back people who were there illegally and letting the human traffickers that are profiting on moving these people, letting them know that, hey, the people are going to be sent right back. They're not going to give you their life savings anymore to be moved into Europe if they know they're not going to be able to stay. I asked them, you know, what lessons there are in that for us here in the United States. And, you know, he was hesitant politically to apply any sort of equivalence, but I did think it was interesting that they've turned to some tactics that some people have talked about, you know, that we have to use here, enforcing our border, making it not profitable for the human traffickers, and really getting control of the inflow.
Of course, we saw the Brexit vote. We saw the Donald Trump upset here in the United States. Did you talk at all about the global political scene now that these two movements have arisen and what that means to the future in the EU?
I did, and he said that there is a sort of populist movement that people have been wrong about various elections and things that were going to happen in the past year that have been a very big surprise. And he says it is time to stand up and pay attention. He's hesitant, again, to comment on anything politically. I guess they're not supposed to do that diplomatically in the United States politics. But he said, do you think any other countries are going to pull out of the EU? And he said Brussels, which is head of the EU, is kind of like Washington, D.C. Everybody complains and gripes about it, but things actually work quite well here. And he thinks most of the other countries are pretty happy. And I said, well, do you think 5 years from now, the same countries that remain in the European Union will still be there? And he said, absolutely, absolutely, no question. So I thought that was interesting.
You know, we've seen an emphasis on the enforcement of sexual harassment regulations in the government over the past 10 or maybe 15 years. But you're doing actually a follow-up story about sexual harassment in a government agency that goes back decades.
Yes, apparently the Forest Service and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which runs it, have had decades and decades of discrimination lawsuits and decisions and, you know, consent decrees and things they're supposed to do to improve. There's a serious civil rights and sexual harassment issue there. So about a year ago, we profiled one woman who just had a horrifying story of what happened to her, including alleged sexual assault at the hands of a boss with very little to nothing done about it at the time, she said. Anyway, her case was brought up at a recent hearing whereby people testified things remain just as bad after all these decades, even with the current agriculture secretary, when he came in, he acknowledged the problem. He promised it was going to get better, but people testified it really hasn't improved. That it's almost impossible to get fired no matter what you do wrong there. And someone from the Department of Agriculture really got grilled by members of Congress about this. So we're going to bring you that update.
Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure, tomorrow morning on ABC7. You can also catch it on News Channel 8 at various times during the day. As always, Cheryl, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.
7:30 News is next on WMAL, back with Brad Blakeman on the transition, and also Mercedes Schlapp coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Old man winter's arriving a bit early.
We have millions under some type of winter watch or advisory for today through Monday.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar, we're running about 10 to 15 degrees below normal here in D.C. today, with highs only in the upper 30s, but elsewhere in the country.
In portions of the Midwest, we're looking at 8 to 12 inches, and then along the Great Lakes, we could be looking at as much as 20 inches of rain.
We'll check the full WMAL Weather Channel forecast coming up. It's obviously not baseball weather right now, but that won't be stopping Nats fans from heading to the convention center for Winterfest this weekend.
The entire team is back in town, going to be signing autographs, taking photos with fans, and generally celebrating the holiday season with the city of D.C.
It's Valerie Camillo with the Nats.
And what's great is that since the team is there, the players will interact with fans at the stations throughout the day, and so they might give you hitting or pitching pointers. It's a really great opportunity.
Fans are encouraged to bring a new unwrapped toy to Winterfest to benefit Washington and former charities in the Greater Washington Urban League. And the Nobel Prizes are being handed out this morning.
Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos receives a Nobel Peace Prize in recognition of his efforts to bring rebels and his government together after more than 250,000 deaths spanning five decades. Musician and songwriter Bob Dylan gets the Nobel Prize for Literature. Dylan won't be attending, but has sent a speech to be read after the award is presented. Three scientists receive the Chemistry Prize for their work with molecular machines. And three professors who teach in the United States received the award in physics for their studies in the different forms of matter. Pat Piper, Washington.
Sports, the Caps take down Buffalo 4-1. The Wizards hosting the Bucks tonight. We'll check traffic and weather up next.
Brian Wilson.
Really, really interesting.
Larry O'Connor.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Washington Mornings on the Mall. Weekdays 5 to 9.
I think they got it exactly right.
Washington's Mall.
Wow.
WMAL.
That good, huh?
Where Washington comes to talk.
Larry O'Connor here, and my friends, Realtors Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams, are knocking it out of the park for their home sellers. Listen to this. I love these great stories from happy people like Mark and Cynthia. They had their home listed with another agent for 90 days, and it didn't sell. They fired that agent and decided to call the Reynolds Team. Smart move. Debbie and Sarah came in and sold their home fast for top dollar. This is easy. When Sarah and Debbie get your home in their inventory and they do their magic with their thousands of ready home buyers in their exclusive database, it simply works for your benefit. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now and get packing. Call direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
7:33 now, we get the latest from Bo Chase in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic volume still pretty light for this time on a Saturday morning. Police are still clearing a wreck in Hyattsville. 23rd Avenue at Amherst Road. That should be cleared out in the next 20 minutes or so. A disabled vehicle on 95 Virginia southbound after Franconia Springfield Parkway has one right lane blocked. And congestion slowing Anacostia Freeway northbound between Pennsylvania Avenue and East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and chilly today. Highs only into the upper 30s, down to the mid-20s tonight. Tomorrow, clouds moving in as we hit about 40 degrees. Right now, 27 in Chantilly, 26 in Damascus, 31 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to be joined by Brad Blakeman. He served for President George W. Bush as a senior staff member, deputy assistant to the president for appointments and scheduling, vetting, research, and correspondence. He's also a Fox News contributor and adjunct professor at Georgetown University. Brad, great to have you with us.
My pleasure, Rick. Thanks for having me.
You know, there have been so many questions about the pace of the transition, discord within the transition, disagreement about potential cabinet picks. You've seen it from the inside, and I wanted to get your perspective on how the transition is going.
Look, I think we've never had a transition like this. It's going full steam ahead. He is way ahead of schedule on his cabinet appointments. They are having aggressive meetings, which is absolutely the thing to do. He's casting a wide net, getting the best and brightest to be interviewed. So I am extremely impressed with not only the process, but the results and the kinds of picks that we're seeing for his cabinet.
Among the picks for the cabinet, a number of very successful business people, and there have been criticisms that he's stocking the cabinet with billionaires, and how will they relate to the people who put Donald Trump in office?
Well, you know what? I'd rather have a successful businessman than a failure, and successful people tend to be very wealthy. And the fact that they're giving up their businesses and their privacy speaks a lot to the service that they're going to give the country. I applaud that, because successful people are successful for a reason, and that is they get things done. And in our country under this president, he doesn't want to hear the 10 ways things can't get done. He wants to do it the one way it can be done and to get it done. And that's exactly, I think, what the American people want. They're tired of the status quo, and they want things fixed.
When you were in the George W. Bush White House, you reported directly to the president and the chief of staff. That would tell me you had to get things done and get them done quickly and efficiently. What are the new cabinet members going to face when they try to shake up their respective bureaucracies? Because these are people coming in from the corporate sector. All of a sudden, they're atop thousands of people who have been in the government for a long time, working under other bureaucrats.
Yeah, it's going to be leader, get out of the way. You can run government like a business. The bottom line in government is not profit. It's production, service, and results.
How did you do it when you were in the capacity you were in?
Well, what I did was I took a full assessment of my operations in my office. I included the career employees into the decision making, and we did it as a team effort. And in very short order, I computerized my entire office operations. I saved hundreds of thousands of dollars on my budget, and I became more efficient. And my mission in government was told to me by the president, and that is, I'm to lead government better than I found it. And that's what I did. And it can be done, and that's what the American people demand.
Well, Donald Trump is making it very clear, even in speaking on Friday, that he is going to run the country like a business. And what kinds of things might the cabinet members and Donald Trump himself run into as they face the bureaucracies?
Well, it's going to be a slow process. They're going to want to drag their feet and not go at perhaps the timeline that the president wants to do. And let me give you a great example that everybody can see. During the summer, Donald Trump was told that, you know, that if you're president, the Capitol is not going to be finished in the rotunda. They're going to take down the scaffolding for the inaugural, and then they're going to put it back up to finish. And Donald Trump said, if I'm president and the scaffolding is still up when I'm taking the oath, it's going to remain up. It's not going up and down. And guess what? If you look at the Capitol today, there is no scaffolding. Why? It's because the warning shot was put out by Donald Trump that there's no reason why it couldn't be done in time, and it was.
Perfect example. Brad Blakeman, and Brad, you're also a principal at the 1600 Group, and I find it interesting that your partner is David Goodfriend, and his name is synonymous with the Clinton family.
That's right. David was a senior advisor to Bill Clinton in the White House and a senior advisor on the Clinton campaign this year. And what our clients demand is results, and the best way to get results is a bipartisan approach. And what used to be a dirty word in Washington, compromise, is going to be the new word that everybody's going to come to love, because compromise means that deals are going to be made and that problems are going to be solved. And in order to do it, it takes two to tango, Republicans working with Democrats for the benefit of the American people.
Well, you have one of the great negotiators in the White House, effective January 20th. Brad Blakeman, thank you so much for being with us on WMAL.
My pleasure, Rick.
7:43, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a quick check of the traffic and weather.
Good morning, I'm Bo Chase, and here's a look at WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Traffic volume starting to build on area roads, including in Silver Spring, Maryland, 97 northbound slow between Shorefield Road and Randolph Road. Anacostia Freeway northbound real slow between East Capitol Street and Baker Street. Glen Burnie Crane Highway southbound between Quarterfield Road and Thelma Avenue slow there. And authorities still clearing an accident in Hyattsville, 23rd Avenue at Amherst Road. I'm Bo Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We are looking for sunshine today, a high of 38. Cool overnight, will be down to 27. And for tomorrow, look for the high temperatures in the low 50s. The chance of rain coming in tomorrow night and then some rain on Monday, but warmer, will be up in the mid-50s on Monday. Currently at Reagan National, we're looking at 31 degrees and we're going to 38 this afternoon. 7:45, Saturday morning update, WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
All right, to bring you up to date on overnight action on Capitol Hill, the Congress has averted a government shutdown. 11 o'clock, less than an hour to spare. Last night, the vote in the Senate, 63-36 for a stopgap spending bill, keeps the government operating through April 28th. Also, later in the wee hours, of this morning, at 1:06 a.m., the word from the Associated Press that Congress did approve the wide-ranging bill to authorize water projects across the country includes $170 million to address lead in Flint, Michigan's drinking water, $500 million to provide relief to drought-stricken California. So that's overnight action on Capitol Hill. A couple of other notes in the news to make you aware of. How about that recount? Well, as of last night, the Michigan Supreme Court has turned down an appeal by the Green Party presidential nominee Jill Stein to restart the vote count in the state. The state Supreme Court denying the appeal Friday evening by a vote of 3-2. Turning to Wisconsin, state election officials announcing yesterday that 89% of the total ballots cast for the president have been recounted, 60 of the state's 72 counties finishing their work. At this point in Wisconsin, Hillary Clinton has gained 49 votes on Donald Trump. Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton by more than 22,000 votes in Wisconsin. She's picked up 49 so far in the recount. And in Pennsylvania, a federal judge says he will rule on Monday on the Green Party-backed bid seeking the recount of paper ballots there. That's coming up on Monday. Of course, today is the Army-Navy game. It's in Baltimore. President-elect Donald Trump will be attending. CBS Sports says it will interview President-elect Trump during the Army-Navy game today. So, where is he sitting? Where do you sit at the Army-Navy game when you are the incoming president? Well, Trump will sit on Navy's side of the field for one half of the game, Army's side for the other. Smart guy. All right, Redskins, Eagles, tomorrow, Week 14, NFL. Redskins third place, 6-5-1 record. It's Lincoln Financial Field in Philly as the Redskins take on the Eagles. 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Mercedes Schlapp coming up next.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Woo-hoo! Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
It's Brian Wilson here with a recommendation. If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Remax Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle, they'll tell you, you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier.
One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
/7:50 on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to be joined by Mercedes Schlapp. She's a Fox News contributor and, of course, opinion pieces at the Washington Times. Good morning. Nice
Good
to
morning.
Have you with us. Well, Donald Trump, up bright and early, he has been tweeting about the Apprentice, quote-unquote, controversy that has been swarming all over mainstream media this week. So here's what the Donald has tweeted so far. Reports by CNN that I will be working on The Apprentice during my presidency, even part-time, are ridiculous and untrue and, in caps, fake news. Second tweet, I have nothing to do with The Apprentice except for the fact I conceived it with Mark B. and have a big stake in it. Will devote zero time. Why is the mainstream media devoting so much time to this?
You know, Rick, it is such a mystery. I don't quite understand why the mainstream media has decided that The Apprentice show should be front and center right now in this discussion. But I have to tell you, they were, when I was asked by someone from the mainstream press this question, they were actually upset about it. They're like, well, how can he be, is he going to be getting money? What's going to be happening with The Apprentice? And I have to tell you, I find it to be such a petty story. Obviously, he did help create the show with Mark Burnett. It's very clear that he's talked to his lawyers in terms of separating himself from any businesses. He's made it very clear that he's not going to be involved in any of the businesses. The big question that came up and the reason why the mainstream media decided that this could be an issue is because his name was going to still be on the show. So he can have the name on the show. He'll have his obviously Trump name on his buildings, and it's causing this uproar by the media.
Well, you know, the funniest part of it is that they are giving the Celebrity Apprentice so much publicity right
That's
now.
That's a great point. Absolutely.
Just like they gave him all the publicity during the campaign. So, I mean, think of the, you know, millions of dollars of exposure for the program that the mainstream media is giving him right now.
That's right. That's right. I just find it, this is like small potatoes. It's like there's so many bigger issues to deal with. And I'm glad that, I'm glad Donald Trump responded and basically saying, I'm not going to be involved at all in programming. I think there was something out in the press yesterday that he would be involved in the programming of The Apprentice. I mean, it was just one of these process stories, which I found it really deserved little to no time.
All right. Let's talk about the transition and the cabinet picks. Another of the tweets this morning from Donald Trump. Rudy Giuliani, one of the finest people I know and a former great mayor of New York City, just took himself out of consideration for state. That's a Trump tweet this morning. Of course, Rudy was talking about it last night on Fox News. So Rudy joins other very close Trump allies that are not going to be in the cabinet.
Right. It's the trio. It's Newt Gingrich, Chris Christie, and Giuliani, who have stood very loyal by, Donald Trump. They've been very loyal to him. They're obviously going to be advisors and be helpful, but are staying on the outside. I think for Giuliani, look, he put himself in a situation about a month ago, where in this interview he came out and said he would not accept the AG, Attorney General position, that he really was eyeing this Department of State position. And if he wasn't going to get that position, then it seemed like he was going to be out. Well, obviously, we've been seeing this long process, this long line of potential candidates go in and out of Trump Towers. I think Donald Trump has spent probably the most time on this pick, you know, going from having the dinner with Mitt Romney to the ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson, just a number of individuals really trying to find the right person for that top diplomat job. So for Rudy, you know, this is what happens. There's going to be disappointments where they don't pick you and you have to move forward and find something else that would be a bigger fit. I think Rudy had the challenge of the fact that he had some foreign government dealings with his company. There was a possibility of it being tough. He probably would have gone through the confirmation process, but a tough process because you had, for example, Senator Rand Paul coming out saying he would oppose Rudy Giuliani. So I think that if for him, he just said, if I'm not getting that job, I'm out. And it just seems that's what has occurred.
I know you have your finger on the pulse of the conservative movement. If Mitt Romney is the nominee for Secretary of State, how does that go over with conservatives?
Well, I don't think he will be. I don't think Mitt Romney will be the nominee for Department of State. What we have found is, especially on social media, and Kellyanne Conway addressed this not long ago, basically saying that there was a swelling of the of the grassroots opposing Mitt Romney. And more so, it's personal in the sense that this is a man who dedicated the past year in being Donald Trump's most outspoken critic. And basically insulting him and belittling Donald Trump. I do like the fact that Donald Trump did extend a hand out to Romney, have the conversation, be civil. I think that those are important steps in helping to heal the process. But, Romney would be the last pick that I think that the grassroots or those Donald Trump supporters would want to see at the Department of State.
And Mercedes writes an opinion piece at the Washington Times. It's published every Thursday. And this past week, a Christmas wish list for our president-elect. What would he like to see on the list?
I always love how my kids inspire me when I'm writing. So they need their Christmas lists done by today. If not, Santa's will not be able to get anything for them. So for Donald Trump, I just thought it was a one day of fair reporting by the media, a unified GOP, basically a unified America. There were several others that I wrote in there, but it was just a case of, for Donald Trump, it is about looking for the fact that he's going to experience some challenges with Congress because they are divided on certain issues, even though we have a Republican-controlled Congress. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can really be able to. He will definitely lead the mandates going into into Congress, but at the end of the day, it won't be that easy just to get everything passed through. There's going to be, you'll see lots of negotiations happen there. And obviously jobs, jobs, jobs. That's the mandate that the American people have asked of Donald Trump. We're seeing that happen right before our eyes in public, having these conversations with corporations to please stay in America and invest in America and create a business-friendly environment for our nation. And I think that's where Donald Trump is going. And of course, he should be just happy that, as I said, just don't fire Santa Claus, Donald Trump, and we're going to be okay.
I doubt he'll get that wish for fair reporting from,
no,
from the
that
media.
One is that's wishful thinking. That's the gift you don't get.
Mercedes Schlapp, Fox News contributor and the co-founder of Cove Strategies. And you're on Cashin' In this morning on Fox, right?
That's right, 11 a.m.
Great. Mercedes, thank you so much.
Have
a great weekend. And we're coming up on the 8 o'clock news here on WMAL, then Garden Sense.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, weightlifters, you know what vascularity is? If not, don't bother listening to this incredible offer. Because Volcano from Force Factor is only for lifters who are serious about achieving shirt-ripping vascularity, where maximum muscle meets minimum body fat to make your veins explode. If you're ready to build legendary muscle and experience an unreal pump in the gym, we're going to give you a complimentary bottle of Volcano. Get yours before it's too late by texting PUMP to 321-321. Volcano is the professional-grade pre-workout nitric oxide-boosting supplement GNC struggles to keep in stock. World-class bodybuilders call it the secret to ultimate vascularity because Volcano delivers energy, power, intensity, and endurance to give you better drive and performance and faster recovery. Plus, a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. If you're ready to build serious muscle with roadmap vascularity, get your complimentary bottle of Volcano by texting PUMP to 321-321. Hurry, that's P-U-M-P to 321-321.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-3166. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.